Well, the check-in now on the 2020 presidential race and Andrew Yang, who may be one of the Democratic hopefuls you don't yet recognize. He wants to decriminalize possession and use of small amounts of non-prescribed opioids, lower the voting age to 16. He says all Americans 18 and over need a raise. Yang is basing his entire campaign on this universal basic income, and he's testing his so-called freedom dividend by giving a family in New Hampshire $1,000 a month, no strings attached, for all of 2019. He's getting attention. Here's New Hampshire Public Radio's Robert Garova.
2 years ago, Charles Fassey of Goffstown, New Hampshire, lost his job as a manager at a company that services chemical dispensing equipment. He says he'd worked there for 13 years.
And then, I was just, suddenly let go. And, it felt like, it was definitely connected between automation and, companies kind of putting less value on human capital, I would say.
His wife Jody says the loss of income came at a really hard time for the rest of the family, including their daughter Janelle, who was going into her freshman year at a private college.
He lost his job like August 11th, and she was starting college that week. We had to set up her dorm. I actually had this house on the market. I had his car sold. I mean, I just went into protective mode of, okay, well, what do I need to do to keep her in college?
Janelle was the one who put her family in the running for the dividend from the presidential candidate Andrew Yang. She filled out an online form last year, and then her family was interviewed by Yang. When they got the call they'd been picked for the bonus, Jody says Charles was stunned.
And he actually ended up crying because he felt like we didn't deserve it. My husband.
When Yang was in New Hampshire last spring, he explained why he's doing this.
The goal is to illustrate the impact that $1,000 a month can have on a family or household here in New Hampshire. And putting my money where my mouth is.
The idea behind Yang's freedom dividend is nothing new. It's his take on what's known as universal basic income, or the idea that everyone gets a set amount of money from the government. Tech executives Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk have expressed interest in the concept, and Stockton, California just became the first U.S. city to provide universal basic income, or UBI, to some residents. Here's Stockton Mayor Michael Tubbs.
$500, no strings attached. The idea is to have a conversation about kind of economic system of this country.
Politicians in New Hampshire are more likely to upplay the state's booming economy than question it altogether. Charles Fassey says while he's got a new job, he says he's making a lot less than before.
The stock market's up, businesses are raking in profits, yet people are kind of struggling more and more every day.
The Fassey family hasn't figured out exactly what they'll do with the extra income. Jody says she can think of a few things.
Yeah. Just the basic security of having, a little extra money that if a car breaks, we don't have to use our credit card, we can actually pay.
Daughter Janelle says she thinks of it like an education fund.
It's kind of like a scholarship in a way, especially for college students.
And Charles says it's making him think a little more creatively.
We were talking about starting our own business, hopefully we can try to do something good with the money in that year to improve our lives a bit.
The Fassey family says Yang hasn't asked them to provide any plan on how they'll spend the money. But is the idea of a candidate giving money to a potential voter to be considered vote buying? Northwestern Pritzker School of Law professor Michael Kang says because there doesn't seem to be a quid pro quo arrangement here, it should be legal.
As far as I can tell from the facts, there's no agreement that they're going to vote and they didn't say how they're going to vote or anything like that. It doesn't seem to me to raise a vote buying concern.
The Yang campaign says they spent a lot of time with their attorneys checking on the legality of their plan, and it's their understanding that the dividend complies with election law. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office says there are currently no complaints against the Yang campaign. For Here and Now, I'm Robert Garova.
Fascinating. We'll see how that plays out.